This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's huge. It'll be huge because of their number one in time of possession in the NFL, and that's a critical piece in order to win a game, is to make sure we can win as many of those third downs as possible. They're extremely high level in that window in particular, but also in everything else they do.
Yeah, that was Sean McDermott. My brain's broken because I'm focusing on the song that I haven't played here.
Yes.
Do you know the song?
I've heard it. I know. I don't know it by name, but I know it.
Do you know the band that sings it?
I don't know.
Okay, but you still did better than Zach Jones.
Like, I've heard this. Maybe on the station. That might be why I know it. Is it No. I don't want to say the wrong band.
If you're going to say all, it's not All the Small Things by Blink-182.
No, absolutely not. I know that song.
Okay, because you were going
American Rejects, I was
nope,
thinking.
No, but they don't go as hard.
No, they're not that hard rock. That's why I stopped myself.
Yes.
I'll have to think about that.
Don't worry, my back already hurts. It's Fat Lip by Sum 41.
Okay.
But there was a previous Sports Talk Saturday a couple of years back where Zach infamously had no idea what this song was at all.
He also said that all these kinds of songs are like this era of music is literally the same thing.
Yeah, he basically called it like grunge from the 90s.
That guitar lick though, I've heard so many times. Yes. Like, you know what I mean?
But again, I already feel old. I know that. It just brought back memories of when... where's the cane? Where's Jeremy's cane? Okay, it's not here.
No longer here.
There was a gag gift of a cane that Jeremy was given to by Howard after he turned 40. But I was like, I need that cane right now because Zach made me feel incredibly old. And it made even funnier when Josh knew what the song was. So... Yeah, Sean McDermott talked about the Chiefs, and sure. Quite honestly, you can wax poetic about the Chiefs all you want. And it's not even waxing poetic. It's just coach speak of, they're a good team. We got to make sure we get the ball from them. They're one of the top teams in time of possession, which is something that he mentions in the clip. So you have to have your A game against Kansas City. Of course you do. And honestly, I don't blame McDermott for being short on those kinds of answers.
No, I don't either.
Like, it's Kansas City. You hate them.
You see them every year. It's always a big game. Like, it's...
they're the knife wound in the side of your torso. And it keeps coming back every year because they keep stabbing you. Because that's the biggest problem on McDermott's legacy right now is the Kansas City Chiefs. Problem is, the Chiefs have been doing this to a lot of teams. The Ravens and Lamar Jackson should have a Super Bowl appearance. The Bills and Josh Allen should have a Super Bowl appearance.
Mm-hmm.
Joe Burrow and the Bengals have one, and they've been riding that for a long time.
Yeah, I'm sick of hearing of that.
Here's why they're able to. They beat the Chiefs and represented the AFC in a Super Bowl. Because otherwise, it has been them. And before that, Brady. The Chiefs are legacy stoppers right now.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I'm not as concerned about this game. Could you get the one seed? Yeah. The Titans have had the one seed before, though.
Yeah, and
Then they sacked Joe Burrow nine times and still lost.
Still lost the game.
So, that's why I'm not as concerned about the one seed. Because the Bills, if they're positioned in the two, like they're trending, will face a team like Indianapolis or Denver. God forbid the Jets get back in the conversation. Can Cincinnati make it? Yes. Do I think that they will? I mean, it's possible. They are only one game out.
They are, but you never know.
They also have an abysmal conference record again.
Mm-hmm. So any tiebreaker that comes along is not going in their favor.
The Bengals also, by the way, have the worst strength of victory in the entire conference. Their strength of victory is 237. The second worst is the Chargers at 298. But even the Titans have more wins on their victory strength. Like, the Bengals are very much this.
They could do it if they want to, but at the same time, they're in a tough spot, like you said, with their conference record. That might hinder their ability to get anywhere close.
Yeah. I will say, the thing about it is, like, I'm worried about Cincinnati, but I don't know if they've got enough in the tank because their victories are so...
Jamar Chase can't drop 55 fantasy points every week.
But it's also that they're so empty.
Mm-hmm.
Like, their wins are pretty much low quality.
Right. They are low quality. It's just... It's tough because you can't really, I feel like, ruling out Joe Burrow, Jamar Chase, that team, who can put it together. You've seen in history put it together. I don't know if you can rule them out, but also their abysmal starts to the season have just killed them. This one's the worst one in recent memory, but this is their history. They do start really poor at the beginning of the season, but they won a lot with a backup quarterback last year, you know? So you never know what could really happen. And there's still plenty of time left in the regular season where teams could just stall, fall apart, and they could find their way to sneak in.
Yeah.
Especially in divisional matchups, things can get a little interesting, you know? Especially if they're playing healthy, fully healthy.
Yeah, but again, I don't know if I could see the Bengals doing what they need to do and finishing the job. Because... they typically don't do well with the Steelers. They've got them twice. They, for some reason, have trouble with the Browns a lot. So, the rest of their schedule is not that easy. Like, you have the Cowboys and the Titans in there, yes, but it might be too much for them. That said, the Bengals will still be a threat. However, these Bengals are not the same as the previous ones.
No.
Their defense can't stop much of anything. So when I say I'm not as scared of Cincinnati, that is because their defense, it has become a turnstile. They're among the worst in the league. The only team in the conference that has allowed more points than the Cincinnati Bengals is Jacksonville.
Yeah, that's terrible. You'd be mentioned in the same conversation, same sentence.
And the only other team that passes the two of them is Carolina. Cincinnati gives up points. That's why I don't trust them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they. You're right. They kind of let teams run the table on them a little bit.
So now, the main crux of this, of course, with the playoff scenario is, if everything trends the way that it should, and I expect Kansas City to keep the one seed, even if the Bills win, because the rest of the league is doing no favors for us. And when I say us, I mean the entirety of the football community outside of Kansas City. But if the Bills are the two, Kansas City's the one, you're still playing the combination of, more than likely, Pittsburgh or Houston or Baltimore. And the AFC North, those two teams, they've clearly shown that they are head and shoulders above the rest. But if Baltimore can't reclaim the division, they might even risk falling to the six.
Yeah, that could be, it's, you're expecting the Bills to maintain at least the two seed.
Yeah.
Which I think they will.
Right.
With the way their schedule looks, I think they might drop another game or two, but I think that'll be enough to kind of keep them in the spot, right?
Right.
that makes sense. I think that middle, the Baltimore, Houston, and Pittsburgh is going to be interesting. And even the Chargers. Who knows? What if they put things together and end up starting to win games, you know?
Well, L.A., they're fine. They're just there.
What's their schedule look like for the rest of the season?
L.A. is okay. Like, the L.A. Chargers are a boring team, low event, and the rest of their schedule does look kind of middling at sorts. You've got the Bengals, Ravens, Falcons, Chiefs, Buccaneers, Bucks. Broncos, Patriots, Raiders. The end of it is very enticing for them.
The end of it is, but also the Buccaneers are nothing to scoff at with Baker Mayfield.
But the thing is that when I remember how I talked about how bad Cincinnati's defense is, that's how good the Chargers' defense is.
Yeah, they can just hold teams out.
They can hold teams out.
For low-event offense, they're not going to really have to worry about
it. They're a peak Greg Roman team. They get in the muck, they make sure you don't score points, and everyone has a bad time watching the Chargers.
Greg Roman, yikes.
Yeah. So now, say the Chargers win in the first round, for example, like as the sixth seed, they beat the three. They'll be the ones that go to Kansas City as the low seed. Do you trust the Chargers to beat Kansas City at all, let alone in the playoffs?
See, the only reason I would even say
my answer is God no.
See, the regular season, I think it might happen only because it is a divisional game, and we've seen firsthand the Patriots, that 30-run game on Monday Night Football or whatever that was a few years ago. Divisional games can get funky.
Right.
So, like, maybe they can, but it's not the highest probability. Mm-hmm. But I'm not saying – I'm not ruling it out. Would it be, would I put my full trust in them? Probably not. But do I have some trust? Sure.
Yeah.
I think divisional games are just weird. That's where I'm at.
They can be weird.
Like Bills Jets.
Luckily, the Bills this year have not fallen in that pitfall yet. You took down Miami twice. Second one was a surviving, but you did it. You took down the Jets once, and you're going to end the season with New England twice and the Jets and the division well in hand by then. It's a matter of you're fighting for seeding.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see what happens. I still don't think it's realistic to look at the one seed.
Yeah.
And it has more to do with the rest of the league than it does the Chiefs themselves or even the Bills.
Yeah. Well, hopefully this year you don't have a situation of, hey, two seed are out.
No, don't do that.
Like last year.
But that's on them if that happens.
It is 100% on them. But
because Bills will have put themselves in the next best position, but then it's your fault if you lose.
Then our hands are in the Tennessee Titans again.
Yes. Like, it's just, you can't have that.
No.
All right. Let me say we wrap this thing up coming up next.
Tie with a little bow. I'm all here.
All right, here we go. Let's we'll put a pretty little bow on this coming up next here. Sports Talk Saturday, closing things out next on WGR.